as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And ladies and gentlemen, the media is controlled. There's a small group of six major corporations that controls about 90% of the major outlets in America. We're talking about public publishing, television, radio, certainly newspapers, magazines, and they largely control what the American people think. And I've had people who work for the major corporations, media corporations, tell me that they wouldn't dare to tell the truth. If they did, they'd lose their job, and of course that's what happened to Glenn Beck when he certainly read a quotation from David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, about how he was part of a secret cabal that was working against the best interests of the United States. Those were David Rockefeller's words. But of course, it cost Glenn Beck his job working for Fox. You do not tell the truth, and that's why most people really don't understand what's going on today. Well, this is Open Lines, Open Line Wednesday, and my goodness, we've had open lines this afternoon, but we'll have it again this evening. So if you're out there in the audience, you have something you'd like to talk about, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, we'd love to hear from you, and we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. My major concern at the present time is the fact that I fear there will be an electromagnetic pulse attack on America, and I hope, I pray that I'm wrong. But everything points to the fact that we are doing everything certainly humanly possible to create a crisis with both North Korea and with Iran, and so that they will be able to justify launching an EMP attack on America. And people say, well, they only have one or two nuclear weapons at the most, certainly. Certainly, what is that? North Korea have maybe 10 or 12 nuclear weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, it would take one nuclear weapon. One nuclear weapon specifically designed to create gamma rays, a so-called EMP bomb, set off 300 miles in space, and it would simply wipe out our entire electronic grid across America, and we would be put back to the way we were at the early 1800s before we had electricity, and everything in our country is dependent upon this. It would be very easy to correct it and to remedy and to protect America, and we're not doing it, and it doesn't make any sense. And certainly, as I mentioned this afternoon, I talked to Lindsay Williams about this, and I asked him what certainly his contact in the elite thought about this, and he said that they don't think about it. He's mentioned this, and my understanding is that they just don't think this is a possibility at all, and yet it is a very real possibility. Basically, it would not be difficult at all. Both North Korea and Iran have the ability, through their missiles, and they have very sophisticated missiles, to actually launch one nuclear bomb over Omaha, Nebraska, at 300 miles up, and the gamma rays would simply fry the electronics. And since they're all certainly interlocked, they shouldn't be. There should be breakers in the lines. But they would simply take out our transformers. They would simply destroy the electronic infrastructure of the United States. And the fact that nobody's even mentioning this, I think, is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, it's open lines. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. What would you like to talk about? Give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and we'll wait to hear from you. We'll be back here in just a moment or two, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House number 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, I guess, this afternoon. Or this evening, well, that's going to be you out there in the listening audience. It's Open Line Wednesday, so if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And we've got Dee calling us from Post Falls, Idaho. Hi, Dee, how are we doing?
Not so bad. I think the gardening weather's on its way, but there's still a little slight global warming on the distant peaks.
Okay, well, let's hope you get a good summer. Do you have plenty of water up there? Because down here where we are, we've only got about half the water we ordinarily do. Our river, major river, and the North County here is dry, and I don't know what's going to happen. But how is your water supply up there? You have plenty of water for the year?
We do indeed. We are blessed with that. Not a lot of warm weather, but plenty of water.
Okay, fine. Well, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I had a comment on an article, which incidentally is about EMPs. And ordinarily, I don't read Discover magazine, but I happen to be at the library this afternoon, and there's an article on last month's issue. It's the March issue of Discover magazine, and the author is a Corey S. Powell, and the topic of it is Beware, : Super Flare, and they've discussed Carrington type event, which of course would be a global EMP type of event. But the thing that's entirely intriguing about this is there is a Dr. Ephraim Fishbach of Purdue University, and he thinks, to make a long story short, he thinks that he can predict solar EMPs and lead by an additional 40 hours. Have you ever heard of that guy?
No, I really haven't. Now, I think for our listeners out there, they must understand that there's a difference between a electromagnetic pulse attack that comes from exploding a nuclear bomb and the so-called Carrington effect, which is related to solar flares. And both of these would produce devastation. But, of course, the solar flare would be a spontaneous issue. It would affect probably much more than just the United States. It would affect half the world. And basically, there's the last time there was a major one of these was in 1859, when, of course, it was a massive solar flare. It simply wiped out the telegraph system, which was the major electronic system we had. There were forest fires, so the telegraph lines going through the forest that they sparked over. There were a lot of the telegraph offices that burned down simply because of the Carrington effect. That's what it was. But of course, even more of a threat today, although this is certainly, we haven't had one in 150 years now, but it's time for another solar flare. But of course, the other possibility would be either North Korea or Iran or China or Russia or somebody else who hates America exploding one nuclear device about 300 miles above the surface of the earth over Omaha, Nebraska. It would wipe out the entire electronic system of our country and could plunge us back to where we were in the early 1800s. But go right ahead, Dee. I really don't know this gentleman you're talking about who says he can anticipate the Carrington effect.
Well, yeah, yes, indeed. And it's quite intriguing, and he actually might be a great guest. But in the Word of God, it tells us again, you know, to be prepared. And I guess I can call myself a prepper. But as a prepper, the big problem I've always had is, well, how do you know when to shelter? How do you know when to decouple from the grid? How do you know when to put your electronics that you want to survive, whether it be electronic ignition or clock radios, cameras, in a Faraday cage? Because a Faraday cage is a shelter. The thing is, you've got to remove the battery and get it decoupled and offline. And if there were a device, if there were a mechanism for determining if this in event, if there were a forecast device, this would be huge. This would be totally powerful. And in the Word of God, you know, it tells us in Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And in Proverbs 26:2, it says, as a flitting sparrow, as a flying swallow, so the cursed causeness shall not come. And I interpret that to mean that God doesn't leave his loved ones out in the cold. And if you're a follower of Jesus, you have hints, and you have your own brain. You can plan ahead and prepare. And I'm just intrigued by the possibility of advanced warning, and the technical details are right there. Of course, the gist of the article was, well, we need more scientific funding for this. But if you study the article, it looks to me like, and I would call upon any young bucks or does out there that are good at coding, at doing smartphone coding, that if you had a simple keychain Geiger counter like John Loeffler used to use, a keychain Geiger counter and an iPhone app that could count the radiation count, and then basically coding skills, I think it's possible to actually design a space weather forecast device.
And I think you probably could. But the thing is, of course, that if it were certainly a solar flare, you might very well be able to. But, of course, there's the other possibility, and that would be exploding a nuclear device. And there'd be no way of anticipating that. Well, basically, what we should do is be as prepared as we can and hope and pray that we would have some inkling of what was going to happen and be able to move things into a Faraday cage. But certainly, if this was to be an attack, we wouldn't even know it had occurred until the lights went out. We wouldn't even feel it. Basically, with the radio wave, these are simply the gamma rays are like radio waves. They would go right through us, but they would fry the electronic grid. That's the thing about it. So I think it's fascinating. Why don't you see if you could track the telephone number down or the email of this gentleman, and we'd see if we can get him on. I'd love to talk to him. But, of course, that would be for the I said at the Carrington event, I don't think he can predict if one of the people who hates us, that would be North Korea or Iran, who felt threatened by our policies. I said if they wanted to explode a device, we would never know until, of course, the lights went out and suddenly we were plunged into the world of the early 1800s, which might not be that bad a thing to happen. Anything else, Dee?
No, it certainly wouldn't be bad. I wouldn't miss the drones one bit. But God doesn't leave his loved ones clueless. And, you know, in 70 A.D., during the destruction of the Jewish temple, apparently, there were Messianic Jews. There were people that believed in Jesus. And a lot of those escaped the devastation because they had warning. They had advance warning, and they were told. And God gives us clues. So even if we have to use the secular media, you have a good evening.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so very much. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And all of our lines are open, so if you'd like to give us a call. But, of course, if you really do would like to learn more about the threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack, this is not imaginary. The people in Washington, D.C. are well aware of this. Back in 2010, while this matter was brought up before the House of Representatives, a congressman who I dislike intensely, Congressman Waxman, brought this up, and he did exactly the right thing. I may not appreciate most of what he does, but he is concerned, representing the far left, as much as the people on the far right and the conservatives are concerned about the very survival of America. And basically, he recognizes, as does everybody who's ever studied the threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack, the one exploded weapon over Omaha, Nebraska, could simply destroy the infrastructure of the United States, which is totally dependent upon electricity. Now, in other countries, where certainly the people are not dependent upon electricity, they may be eking out living on the farm, something of that sort, but they would survive. Here in America, of course, our people in the cities without any ability to grow food, to get water, there would be total chaos. And basically, this is why every congressman, every Democrat congressman, every Republican congressman voted certainly a resolution to take action immediately so we could begin to prepare and take steps that would stop the devastation of an electromagnetic pulse that wouldn't cost that much. We could insulate the whole country for about $2 billion. We could insulate our major cities for about $200 million, or $2 billion would do the entire country. $200 million would isolate our major cities and make them certainly impervious to this. And what you need to do is put breakers in the lines. You need to have backup transformers. And it's not that difficult a procedure. And yet nothing has been done. It's been known for at least 15 years that electromagnetic pulse would simply devastate America. So why aren't we hearing about it? Why hasn't anything been done? And certainly I mentioned this afternoon that I'd certainly asked Lindsey Williams and I'd asked him to talk to his friend who's part of the elite and get his impression of what the elite who really run America, who determine the course of our foreign and domestic policy, what their attitude was towards an electromagnetic pulse attack. And it's my understanding, after talking to Lindsey, that they don't even consider this a problem. How could it be that such intelligent, well-financed, wealthy people, the people who really run America and both of our political parties and our major banks and corporations and our military and our educational system and our churches and our media, how could it be that they aren't aware of this threat? And apparently, according to Lindsey, they're simply not aware of this. And this makes me wonder if there's some sort of a spiritual force that is going to utilize this to devastate our country. I don't know, and I hope and pray I'm wrong. I hope my concerns really are simply misguided, but we're going to have to wait and see. Well, it's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and what would you like to talk about? Would you like to talk about what's happening economically? Would you like to talk about what's happening to the price of gold and silver? Would you like to talk about the Chinese economy, which is really, certainly is booming It is the most vibrant economy in the world today, thanks to the invisible government, the people who run our country, who actually given our major corporations incentive to move their manufacturing base over there. After all, if you move your manufacturing base from America, we have to pay union wages and pensions and all sorts of sort of rewards to your workers. Move it over there to China. You can get people there at a minimum wage without all the other obligations. And you don't have to pay any corporate taxes, ladies and gentlemen. You and I have to pay taxes. Our multi-billion dollar corporations don't have to pay taxes as long as they keep their money overseas. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do unto self. Being free of disease is real well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesdays. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You got something good like to talk about, we'll talk about it. Let's go to Florence here in Michigan. Hi, Florence. What part of Michigan are you calling from?
Mount Morris, just north of Flint.
North of Flint. Okay, fine. Are you listening on the Flint station?
Yeah, WSNL.
Okay, well, go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, on this EMT, I was watching the Jim Baker show, and they have a thing that could actually can be hit by lightning and not affect a battery inside. And they even have a what do they call it? What makes electricity?
A generator.
Generator. They have a fuel-less generator that will fit inside of the thing so that if there was an EMT thing like from the sun, which we're having a lot of sunspots, and if they had a thing from that, it's a thing that'll hold a box, pretty good size, but even if it was hit by lightning, it wouldn't affect it. So that's something if the people are, you know, interested in something like that.
All right, and so how would people get a box like this where they could protect things?
Yeah, that's what they have there. They have the generator, and then they have the thing that it'll fit inside of, which has been tested by hitting it with powerful enough electric shock to be like.
Well, let's hope that we never need those things. But I think people should have everything on hand so that in case this happens,
yeah,
we'd be able to survive. And the thing is that we're talking about
As soon as I can afford one of those generators, I'm going to buy one.
But okay, fine.
I can't afford one right now.
Well, I think this is the problem. Are you in a major city? Or are you suddenly in the suburbs?
No, Flint is just like 3 miles south of Mount Morris.
Okay, fine. Well, basically, of course, it's look around and there's some place you could go in case there should be an incident such as this, because you'd want to get out of the major cities. You'd want to have food and water. And that's what you need to survive there.
Yeah, I have relatives in East Sawas on Lake Huron. It's about 100 miles north of us here.
Well, you'd be probably a lot better off there than you would be there around Flint.
Yeah.
Anyway, God bless. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, I really appreciate you, and I really appreciate your program, and I tell everybody about it.
Well,
You're on so late here.
I have no control over that. It's basically eight o'clock here in California, and I can't change the fact that you got the wrong times back there in Michigan. Anyway, God bless, and thanks very much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got Bruce in Durham, Michigan, and I think our producer will probably pass him back here in just a moment or two. But if you're out there, the listening audience, you have something you'd like to talk about, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But people have to understand that I believe this is the greatest threat to America, because for a very low cost, it certainly costs them a few million dollars, the people who hate us, certainly in other countries, would be able to simply destroy the electronic infrastructure of our nation. Well, let's go quickly to Bruce, who's calling us from Durand. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
I had a question I wanted to ask for the last couple of weeks and have been forgetting it. And the last time I called you, I had to write a note for myself. There was a woman on shortwave, that's your earlier show, a couple of weeks, almost a month now, I think, ago, who was going to Syria for herself to see what was going on. Her name was Susan something or other. Because it was coming in bad that day, and I couldn't get everything that she was saying.
It might have been Susan Lindauer, who actually...
That sounds about right.
It could, but Susan, basically, it was a whistleblower. She was well aware of what had actually happened. Certainly, as far as our relationships with Iraq was concerned, she was well aware of what had happened as far as the September 11th attack. And basically, they sent her to prison without any justification for almost a year. So they kept her under indictment for 5 years. just to discredit her, to keep her from telling the American people that Saddam Hussein had offered to resign and that they let us have Iraq so that they didn't, we didn't invade the country in 2003 and kill a million people. Or whether we killed 100,000, million, who knows. Basically, but this is, and she certainly went into the background of so many of the things. And she was going to go to Syria, and basically I talked to her the other day. She didn't say anything at all about it. Would you like to hang on until after the break?
Sure.
Okay, hang on. We'll be back. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley. Agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest, as this is not an evening when we have a regular guest. We do have, however, Bruce on the line from Durant, Michigan. It's open lines if you'd like to give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And we do have a couple of open lines if you want to give us a call here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Bruce, did you have something else you wanted to talk about?
No, I wanted that name a little better. It's Susan Lindemann.
I think this is probably would be Susan Lindauer. And this is Lindauer. And basically, you can go up on the internet and look her up. She had worked for her. She was a CIA, not agent, but asset. And she actually worked behind the scenes at the United Nations, posing as a reporter. And she then would certainly interview people from these countries, and her specialty was in Iraq and Libya, so she knew the diplomats from those areas, and then she would transmit their information to the CIA, and the CIA would use her as an intermediary. And so basically she was very legitimate, and she, of course, when it came, it was 2003, it was very obvious that George Bush wanted to invade Iraq. He wanted to get America to dominate Iraq. And suddenly Saddam Hussein realized there was nothing he could do. And so through his agents, he said, look, I'll retire. And you could have the country. If you want to take over the oil, fine. You can bring your troops in here. You can do inspections. You do whatever you want to. We just don't want to be invaded. And basically, of course, that was not what they wanted. They wanted an excuse to go to war. That's why they lied to the American people about the weapons of mass destruction. There were congressional hearings, and Susan had offered to testify before the Senate. Well, of course, she's not supposed to testify because she signed a secrecy agreement. And when they heard she was going to actually testify before the Senate hearings, they came and arrested her, and they threw her in prison for a year. And then, of course, they kept her under indictment for another 5 years. The last thing they want the American people to know is that there was no reason to invade Iraq. It was all certainly unnecessary. And the same thing was true as far as Libya was concerned. But that, be that as it may, Susan's a fascinating guest. In fact, we interviewed her sometime in the last couple of weeks. You go to our website, radioliberty.com, and pull that down. Now, anything else you want? Sorry. I guess that was the early morning program. I think we did her early morning on Monday of this week.
You don't think that they let her into Syria? Maybe they threatened her with some kind of prosecution?
I don't know, but I would be very worried about her going over there, that she might not come back. When you challenge the establishment, sometimes you actually meet a very unusual demise. I read an article the other day that said 23 of the SEALs who had actually been responsible for capturing or for killing Osama bin Laden recently, for killing Osama bin Laden. I don't think it happened. But anyway, it said that 23 of the SEALs on that team, on SEAL Team 4, had died since that episode. Whether it's true or not, I don't know, but apparently the commander had died. And the comment was that the plane went down, a lot of them were on board there. An awful lot of the people who were on SEAL Team 4 who certainly were responsible for the death of Osama bin Laden, or what we was told the death of Osama bin Laden, are now dead themselves. Do you think that happened by accident?
No.
Well, okay, anything else, Bruce?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about Hezbollah announcing today that they would do all they could to prevent Assad's downfall. Do you think we are ready yet for a war with Iran? I know from the Russian news that the Iranians said they would not tolerate anybody invading, any like Western power invading Syria. No one has actually invaded them yet.
Now, are you talking about invading Syria or invading Iran?
Invading Syria, because Hezbollah came on the news today and said they would do all they could to prevent Assad's downfall. They haven't come right out and said that so far, but today they did. I saw that on the Russian
news. All right. Basically, of course, what I will tell you is what you're not going to hear elsewhere, and that is that Israel has started calling up reserves. Now, in Israel, every citizen from 18 to 50 or 55 is part of the reserves, and they've started to mobilize the reserves. I think this is probably in preparation for an invasion of Syria. And basically, they're going to use supposedly, and the statement, if you read it in the newspaper, did Syria use chemical weapons? Well, possibly she did. Likely she did. They don't say she did, because I don't think that Assad would be stupid enough to use chemical weapons, because he knows we're looking for an excuse to invade his country. And so basically, we are looking to contrive an excuse to go in. And basically, I don't think that right now Obama is in a position to send American troops, but we can send our proxy troops, which is Israel. And I really believe that Israel is probably getting ready to invade. And certainly if Israel invades, then Hezbollah will probably attack Israel. And basically then Israel will probably attack Lebanon as well. So I think that there's going to be expansion of the war over there sometime in the next couple of months. I think we're moving into very, very dangerous times, because once Syria has been conquered, then the next step will be Iran, and of course, basically I believe that they're looking for an excuse to attack Iran one way or another. I don't know what's going to happen, but believe me, if we get into either Israel or the United States attacks Iran, I believe that Iran and North Korea, which are working very closely together, will retaliate. And between them, they have both the missile capacity and the nuclear capacity to set off one nuclear explosion 300 miles above Omaha, Nebraska. And that will be the end of America as we know it.
I was going to say, that kind of dovetails with what you were saying about the EMP, because in the last few weeks, I've definitely got the impression that America is not ready to tangle with Iran yet. They want to build them up like they did Japan before World War II, so they're a really credible threat before they, you know, launch a crusade against Iran.
But you see,
Israel might preempt all this. You know, Israel could cause something, you know, that we weren't expecting, you know, by summertime.
I really don't think so. I really believe that Israel will do exactly what they are told. I do not believe that Netanyahu is independent at all. I think he's totally under the control of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. I think they put him in power. They keep him in power. And if he was certainly didn't go along with them, why he'd end up like Jack Kennedy did.
What a mess.
Anyway, anything else you want to say before?
One other thing, I'll let you go. I don't want to hog this.
Okay, God bless.
There's a guy named Joel Richardson. Have you ever heard of him?
No, I can't say I have.
He's a minister to Arabs, and he says there is quite a revival of Christianity in Iran. That might be one reason why the Lord is tarrying here in an Iran-Israel or an Iran-America war. He said that they're persecuting the Christians over there because there's so many. He says of all the Arab countries, there is more of a revival of Christianity in Iran than anywhere else in the world.
That's exciting to hear.
Yeah,
amazing. I just hope and pray.
Okay.
God bless. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we've got a couple of lines open. We've got Michael in Flint. Hi, Michael. How are we doing?
We're doing good, Stan. It looks like you're still doing pretty good over there, Dr. Stan.
Well, at least we're able to take nutrition. No, I'm doing fine. I've got so much to be thankful for. Anyway, did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, two, three things, really, Dr. Stan. I was looking up some articles on the Internet about George Bush, and I run across they had him November somewhere where he actually apologized and said that he made the biggest mistake of his life going into Iraq, and he admitted that he made a mistake. Okay, well, he's been convicted of a war crime. I mean, he's outright admitted now that he's made this mistake. George Cheney, Dick Cheney, his comment on what Bush's comment was that George Bush is a coward. So that he's like Darth Vader or something, that Dick Cheney. But as far as Osama bin Laden goes, I know somebody that was on that team, and they didn't kill Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden is not dead. They didn't produce a body. They didn't show anything. There was no reason to hide it. That was an opportunity to show the American people that they got him. They didn't get him. They didn't kill him. He's a pawn in their massive plan that they're doing against the American people. And we don't need our troops over in Iran or Afghanistan. We need them here in Detroit, Flint, Michigan. We got a war going on here. They got, like, what you talk about, Dr. Stan, is the fluoride in the water. These blacks in Detroit and Flint, Michigan are very, very violent. It's proven out by the statistics that Flint and Detroit are the two most violent cities in America, and the stuff that goes on in these cities is really unacceptable. They're not funding the police there. They've cut the police in Flint and Detroit tremendously. They're allowing this stuff to go on, and then we're spending these trillions of dollars abroad, and we're not taking care of our own. Our neighborhoods aren't safe here. I live out in the suburb. You know, these guys that just called from Durand and forget the other place there. But, they're a suburbs is surrounded. I'm not from here. I'm from 40 miles north of Detroit, but I live up here now. And, you know, this is just a great big scam that's going on here.
Okay, well, let me just interrupt there, Michael, and I'd like to put a few thoughts into what you're saying. Our telephone number, incidentally, if you're out there listening audience, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Michael is talking about the violence that in the area around Flint and elsewhere there, where he lives, where they fluoridate the drinking water. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what you do not understand is that there are racial and genetic differences between black and white. That doesn't mean one is superior. In fact, well, certainly there's sometimes blacks have certain qualities that whites don't have, and whites have qualities that blacks don't have. But one of the things is that if you fluoridate the drinking water, why certainly blacks, for whatever reason it is, get a much higher level of lead in their blood than if you are white. And basically this is the work of Dr. Robin Masters of Dartmouth. And Robin Masters is a sociologist. And basically he reports, and we have these reports, if anybody can't get them off the internet, although they are on the internet, but he has several articles, and basically he wanted to know why there were so many blacks in prison today. So today, one of every three black men between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole. And as a sociologist, he wondered why that was. Well, he reports that certainly that the CDC did the largest study ever done. It was on 450,000 children. And of course, they checked, they did a finger stick, they checked the blood, came from the finger stick, and they compared white children, Hispanic and black children, from areas certainly where the water was fluoridated with, was not fluoridated, where it was fluoridated with sodium fluoride, and where it was fluoridated with hydrofluorosilicic acid. And basically, there's lead in the hydrofluorosilicic acid. I'm not sure that's the reason for this, but they found out that if you check the level of the lead in the blood of these children from these finger sticks, why, of course, in white children, you doubled the level of the lead in the blood. In Hispanic children, you increased it four times. And in black children, you increased the level of lead in the blood six times. Now, blood has no definite effect on the brain. And these kids have a modified encephalopathy. If you then evaluate certainly the incidence of criminal activity in cities where they fluoridate with hydrofluorosilicic acid and where they don't, and compare the black crime, monstrous crime, one in three young black men, 21 to 31, in prison, probation, or parole, in the areas where they fluoridate the drinking water. And you don't see that in the areas where they don't fluoridate it with hydrofluorosilicic acid. They know what they're doing. I've said, hey, Michael, but they do not want the public to know, and they certainly don't want the blacks to know. And basically, we've sent this message on to Jesse Jackson and to the other black leaders, and they're not at least interested in that because they're part of the establishment. They're all part of this whole play action that's going on, and the victims are the black people, so many of them in prison, so many of them with brains that don't function. Actually, we have poisoned them and increased the criminality, and the fact that you're never hearing this mentioned. But the doctor is Dr. Roger Masters. He's from Dartmouth University. His articles you can get on the internet. Anything else you want to say, Michael, before I let you go? Yeah. We've got another caller.
Yeah, a couple things. It proves out, we can see that they get their water from Detroit and the Flint area, in the Detroit area. I'm around these people. I can see this very violence in this black male that's here with this fluoridated drinking water.
But it's
very,
the fluoridated drinking water.
Normal. It's not normal, Doc. And one more thing is I'm very ashamed of this library for George Bush, and that Obama and all the other ones were there and they were celebrating that. That to me is very disgusting and very disturbing to me.
Okay, I'm going to have to let you go because we've got another caller from Flint, but God bless. Thanks so much for calling. And let's go to Mark, who's calling. Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go right ahead.
I'm a first-time listener to your show. Kind of odd, I guess. But
well, I hope you'll become a regular listener to our show, because we'll tell you the things you will never hear elsewhere.
Yeah, well, I'm hearing a lot of stuff that I thought I'd never hear, but I'm hearing. Either way, like, I don't understand when you said that there's genetic differences between blacks and whites. That's not necessarily true.
Oh, yes, there are. For instance, the blacks are much more susceptible to AIDS than the whites. Why do you think that suddenly almost 40% of all, why do you think almost 40% of all the people in California, in the United States with AIDS are blacks? It's because they have a different genetic structure, and there's certain genes that they have, genes, and we don't have them, and that's why they get this disease. And that's why in Africa, let me finish. That's why in Africa today, in the areas where they spread this disease, and this was a created disease, it aimed specifically at infecting blacks, and they put it into a hepatitis B vaccine that was given in certain areas of Africa. And in those areas, 25 to 30% of all the blacks are infected. Go ahead, make your point.
That may be true, but my point is that if you took a black man and a white man, and say you took five blacks and five whites and put them in the same room, you would be surprised that the similarities are going to show between the black and the white.
Of course there are. Basically, we're all human beings made in the image and likeness of God.
But
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with blacks. Why do they have black skin? Do you know why they have black skin? Because they have different genes than the white people. It doesn't mean they're better or worse.
I'm not saying that they're better or...
There are genetic differences between whites and blacks. It doesn't mean that one is better than the other. But if you deny that there's no genetic differences, you explain to me why black people have black skin.
Black people have black skin because of their... You have to understand where we all come from and our proximity to the sun on Earth. White people have less pigment than black people do because the majority of blacks come from Africa.
Well, maybe they do, but when they're living in California, they don't need to have black skin. Basically, I think that you ought to do a little study on genetics, but if you want to believe there's no differences in people, I believe there are. But I believe many times blacks have superior athletic capacity. How does that happen? Okay, thanks. Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks for calling. I hope you continue listening. Okay. And this is Dr. Stan. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do all to self. Being free of disease is real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-5555. 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we have one more caller. Hi, Barbara, for calling from Aptos, California. Did you have a question or comment?
I see a comment.
Okay.
Your last caller was, was talking about, the black people, and I didn't want him to think that you were racist because I know absolutely that you are not. And I worked as a registered nurse for many years, and took care of many black patients and had many black friends. And, I thought that, way back in the Bible, okay, God had some people that had black skin. But it was many, many years before I came to realize when studying that they weren't the same inside as outside. I thought they were the same as, white people were, that they had the same genes, they had everything the same. And I was really amazed to find out that there was a difference and that the medical community really had to watch out for this and to take care of these people and prevent and protect them from so many of these diseases, and especially one of them being AIDS, that they were much more susceptible. I had no idea until I started, doing a lot of studying and found this out. And we really need, doctors really need to understand this so that they can help them and protect them.
And basically, of course, they're much more susceptible to tuberculosis, too. We are all different. Each person is made in the image and likeness of God, but for one reason or another, God gave black people black skin. And he gave white people white skin. Doesn't mean that one's better than the other. It just simply means that certainly this is the way he created us. Why he did that, I don't know, but I do know very definitely that certainly when you fluoridate the drinking water, and you use hydrofluorosilicic acid, you dramatically increase the level of the lead in the blood of black children, and which is why they've been able to scientifically prove this, and I would hope our caller would challenge me and get the information. I think it's Dr. Roger Masters of Dartmouth, and he's go up on the internet, you can pull down his articles, and basically he points out that in those areas where they fluoridate the drinking water with hydrofluorosilicic acid, why the incidence of criminal activity among the blacks is so much higher than it is in the areas where they don't fluoridate the water. And the thing is that this is known by the people who are doing the water fluoridation. They just don't want the black people to know, and the black leaders are going right along with this. And certainly, as I said earlier, I just transmitted the information to Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and the others, and there's no way they're going to touch this. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a conspiracy against black people. And we can go into the background of that sometime if you'd like to, but certainly there is an organized effort to kill. In fact, most of the children aborted, a much higher proportion of black children are aborted than of white children. That's because most of the abortion clinics are in the black community. There is a conspiracy against black people, and we ought to really understand what is really going on. The AIDS virus is designed to actually be much more infectious in blacks than whites. And you can get my article. It should be available on the internet. If not, anybody wants a copy, we'll send it to you. It was published in the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, American Association of Physicians and Surgeons General, their magazine. We have copies of it. And basically, of course, what we pointed out, the fact is that blacks will have two of a certain type of gene. Most whites will have only one of these genes, and some of them will have none of them at all. If you don't have that gene, you can't get AIDS. If you have the gene, you're more susceptible. And if you have both of the genes, you're very susceptible. And that's why they get AIDS much more commonly than white people. It's not that they're more promiscuous. It's this disease is designed to kill the blacks. Hey, we're out of time, Barbara. Anything else you want to say?
I just want to say that as Christians, we should not discriminate.
Amen. Well, all, we are all made.
They are all made in the image and likeness of God.
Amen. Hey, God bless. Thanks so very much. Okay, we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for this next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Lindsay Williams, who we've known going back 20 years or more. But basically, Lindsay's a frequent guest here at Radio Liberty. Going to be talking this evening about some of the things that we share in common. Hi, Lindsay. How are we doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan, and thank you so very much for allowing me the privilege to be on Radio Liberty tonight.
Well, I just want to clarify an issue. I want to make sure I'm not quoting you out of context, but we had talked about your contact with the current Mr. X, who, of course, is before Mr. X was Ken Fromm. He's passed away, but the current Mr. X had worked with him, and I'd talked to him. Suddenly, some years ago, probably one of the few people to know who he is, but he has a close association with what we call, what I call the Brotherhood, the ruling elite, the people who control America and make mockery of our electoral process. But I asked you, certainly, if you talked to him about, certainly, the danger of an electromagnetic pulse attacker. Have you ever talked to him about that? And what did he say when you did mention this issue to him?
I have never had them talk about that issue. I never had Mr. Fromm to mention it. And likewise, the present Mr. X, whom you know and have talked with on the phone, he has never mentioned anything about electrical pulse.
When next time you talk to him, would you ask him what his thoughts are on that? Because I was mistaken. I thought that he had said he wasn't concerned about it or that nobody was concerned. Ask him if certainly the elite realize the implications. You see, basically, an EMP attack, one bomb, could destroy the infrastructure of this country. Well, I cannot believe that the elite who run this country, who have some tremendous investments here, would want to destroy this because they need our financial, they need our military power to consolidate their control of the world. I can't believe that they would leave us susceptible to this. You know, I really would like to know his impression. If you have a chance, please, next time you talk to him, will you ask him that for me?
Dr. Stan, I definitely will ask him. In fact, I will give him a call in the next day or two and ask him that very question. And I agree with you. They definitely should know something. Maybe he just hasn't been willing to answer me, but I will definitely ask. You know, many years ago, Dr. Stan, you asked me a question, and I went to them as a direct result of your question. And the question was, are we going to have war with Iran? And I shall never forget the response that went on for nearly 3 years. The first time you asked me that question, Mr. Fromm was still alive. And I went to him and asked him, and he said, he just chuckled on the phone and said, no, Chaplain, there's not going to be any conflict with Iran for the next at least 2 years. And I came back and I said, Dr. Stan, I hope you're willing to believe this. Even though our Army, our Navy, our Air Force, everybody's over there, right ready for an attack on Iran or something to happen in the Middle East. And I said, Dr. Stan, it's not going to take place. I'm glad you believed me, because we've gone by now for 3 years. And I went back to the present Mr. X, you know, and asked him likewise the same question. And he said, no, Chaplain, there's not going to be any conflict with Iran. And we've gone by now for 3 years' time, And these people have it planned in advance. They know exactly what they're doing. So, yes, I will be more than happy to go with any time that you have a question like this. I'm more than happy to at least ask Dr. Stan.
Well, I remember very well, of course, when you called me back and said they said there was not going to be a war with Iran for a couple, 2.5 years or more. I sort of got the inference, that, now this was many years ago when Mr. Fromm was alive and you talked to him, that there might be a war at the end of that time. Hang on, we're going to be back in just a moment with Lindsay Williams. Oh, go ahead, Lindsay. But my impression was that what Ken Fromm was saying, and this was many years ago, well, it's not going to be for now, but maybe in the future. Was that the impression you got at the time?
He never said that it would never happen. And later on, the present Mr. X, whose name we can't give out because he's retired and in his 70s, and you know who he is, he has indicated to me that they will allow Iran to develop their nuclear facilities, and that there probably would not be any conflict with them anytime soon. And this wasn't too long ago that this was intimated to me. Then we came around to North Korea, and everybody thought we were going to have a conflict with North Korea. And I asked a question about North Korea one time, didn't get any answer, none whatsoever. So I kind of gathered that possibly North Korea was likewise a saber-rattling event, and then, just a matter of days ago, I again was on the phone with one of the elite friends, and by the way, one has put me in touch with the other now, and I actually have two people out there that I can contact. Now that Mr. Fromm's gone, I still have two, even though there was only one after he died, and one of them said to me some things here just days ago that I was so startled until I actually contacted the other gentleman whom you know. And I asked him by way of email, I said, is what I just heard true? And his response was by email. I still have it right here in my email box. I've saved it because in case anyone ever had any doubt, he said, yes, everything that you have heard is true. And then that's when I called you, Dr. Stan, because I promised back about 6 months ago when I produced the DVD series, The Next 4 Years and How to Survive the Next 4 Years, I promised in that DVD that any time that I was given something that I felt was so significant that it would affect your dinner table and your household, that I would come back on the air, I would tell people what I heard, and that I would produce another DVD, whether it be once a week, once a month, once every 6 months, once a year. I said, whenever it happens, I will. So I like to express, if I can tonight, what was said in the course of that conversation and how I contacted the other person and they verified it. The elite right now are
hold that thought, Lindsay, because we want to bring all of our stations back on board. I don't want all of our listeners to hear what you have to say. So we'll just wait for about 10 seconds. All the stations will be back with us. And then, of course, I want you to tell our audience exactly what your elite friend has let us in on. Go ahead. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney, it was some 2.5, 3 years ago when Ken Fromm was still living. And certainly when Sidney had asked Lindsay to ask him, and I knew who this gentleman was, but Sidney, I was sworn to secrecy, and I've always abided by that. And basically I asked Lindsay to call Ken Fromm and ask him. Now, you have to understand that he had been president of ASARCO and then, of course, on the board of Exxon, and these are people very, very close to what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. He wasn't at the top echelon, but he's certainly very close to these people. And the information he gave Lindsay through the years was excellent. And so I asked suddenly Lindsay to find out, was there going to be a war with Iran? We're talking about, I think, 2008. See, that's actually close to 5 years ago. But anyway, Ken Fromm said no at the time, but no, there's not going to be anything for the next at least 2.5 to 3 years. The inference was that perhaps at the end of that time, something would happen. Well, of course, nothing has happened as yet, although there's an awful lot of saber rattling. And certainly, then, of course, I asked Lindsay, agency to contact the new Mr. X, now Ken Fromstead. And the new Mr. X said, no, there's not going to be a problem as far as Iran, at least not for the foreseeable future. And then, just a few days ago, Lindsay, you pick up the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, many new people, I'm sure, out there in your audience tonight, so very quickly. Many years ago, I was actually invited to be the chaplain to the elite of the world. And for 3 years' time, I lived with the people that you only hear about but never get to meet. Top oil company officials, people that you would know in the World Bank, the IMF. It was by the providence of God. I'd been the pastor of a church for 12 years prior to that and a missionary in Alaska for a short time, and I was actually invited to be their chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. I've kept in touch with those people over the past 38 years, and every time someone would give me information, if I thought it was significant, I would give Dr. Stan a call, and he's been gracious enough to allow me to tell these things, even though sometimes they are very outlandish sounding, but yet never once in 38 years has it ever failed, because when they discuss something behind closed doors, it happens. Now, I had such an experience just a matter of days ago, and my elite friend told me what's going to happen in the near future. That's what I want to give you tonight. I hope you have pencils and paper. The elite are working toward a date for the collapse of all currencies. Now, they have been thinking about this for a long time. In fact, some of you will remember that about 2 years ago, they actually gave me the formula, and I put it in a DVD series that I did at the time, and I said that they were going to use the derivative market in order to collapse all the currencies of the world when they finally decided to bring this time about. Well, they are actually working toward or working on, they haven't given me the date yet, but they're working toward a date for the collapse of all currencies. I have been fairly well assured, Dr. Stan, that I will know the date before it happens. It may be a week or two, it may be a few months, but I promise you, whenever I do know the date, I will contact you and everyone out there in the listening audience so that you can take all final measures as quickly as possible. Now, just recently, you've had something to happen that's very significant. It was Cyprus. It is an example of something that they are doing. This was planned a long time in advance. Cyprus did not happen by chance. It was something that they did intentionally. But when I was told by the Mr. X, that you know, Dr. Stan, why Cyprus took place, I was dumbfounded beyond words, because no news media has told this real story. It wasn't the little person in Cyprus that they were going to take 9% out of their checking account right across the board. That was not the issue. The issue in Cyprus was, and I'm going to use the exact words that were given to me, they wanted to disannul wealth. Now, let me try to explain which wealthy people we're talking about. Cyprus was a money laundering center for the super wealthy of Russia, many of the super wealthy of Europe, a lot of drug lords, weapon smugglers, and terrorists. And for years, they have laundered their money through Cyprus. Now, let me try to help you, if I can, to understand the classifications. At the very top, way up here, if you could reach up a ways, way up at the top would be the elite, as I call them, as Dr. Stan refers to them as the Brotherhood of Darkness. Now, under them are people who are not part of the elite, but they're super wealthy. And then there's a wealthy group. And then there's the upper middle class. There were very wealthy Russians and Europeans and terrorists and weapons and drug lords that had literally billions, not millions, but billions of dollars in Cyprus. And the elite, the very top, the New World Order Group, the Brotherhood of Darkness, they wanted to disannul the wealth of the super wealthy and the wealthy that were laundering their money in Cyprus. And when I was told this, I was dumbfounded. Now, in America, for instance, we have the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and it will guarantee funds that you have in the bank over a certain amount. I'm sorry, under a certain amount. over that, if the bank happens to go insolvent, you've lost what you've got. Now, this was very true in Cyprus. Over a certain amount, people lost everything. I want to give you the figure. The super wealthy Russians, who are not a part of the elite, Europeans and drug lords and terrorists, actually lost $10 billion in Cyprus, and that's what they were after. They wanted to wipe them out. Now, they are going to do in other countries exactly what they've done in Cyprus, not pull money out of the bank account, but they will do it in a little different manner. And I have been told to watch very carefully because similar events to Cyprus are planned for other nations in the near future. Now, let's take, for instance, that super wealthy Russian who had, let's say, $5 million in Cyprus stashed away, laundering it. And all of a sudden, he's lost it. I mean, he lost every bit of it because the smaller groups, the people who had less in the bank, they lost a little bit. This man lost everything because over a certain amount, they didn't guarantee it. Now, what does that super wealthy Russian have to do now in order to continue to operate his business in Russia? He's going to have to go and borrow money from the banks of the elite in order to be able to continue to operate because they have wiped out his working funds. Are you beginning to see now what the elite are doing in order to be able to bring in the new world order? I have said it so many times over the past 2 years since they told me forced debt creation. They want every human being on the face of the earth. They want even the super wealthy wiped out so that they can get them into a debt situation. Forced debt was the word that I was actually given. Watch out for a number of countries. Watch out for New Zealand. Yes, they have actually discussed New Zealand, Japan, and the possibility of Australia. And I am very concerned about the Cayman Islands and Dubai, if any of you. I'm quite sure you're like I am. You don't have enough money to put over there at all. But if you have any there, you better be very, very careful because there are some danger points there. They are going to try some of these things over again. I was on a radio show the other day, and the individual from Canada called in. And they said, is Canada going to be exempt from this? And I said, positively not. Okay, are you ready? You have your pencil and paper handy? I want to give you the page number and tell you what just happened in Canada. In the budget that was just adopted by Canada from 2013, go to page 144 and 145. You'll find this on the internet. I hope that you will go and prove what I'm saying right now. And on page 144 and 145 is what they call in the budget, I'm going to quote the exact words, Economic Action Plan 2013. And right written into the Canadian budget that was just accepted the other day, the Canadian government promises to use Canadian, folks, please catch this. We may even have some bill going through Washington trying to do this, and they'll hide it as long as they can. Canadians, they can take the deposits out of their accounts if they sense, I'm going to use again the exact words in on page 144 and 145 of the budget, systematically important banks. In other words, if those major banks fail, Canada now, right in their budget, has the right to go into the account of that Canadian and withdraw their money exactly like they did in Cyprus, and the elite have already gotten it written into law in the budget of Canada for 2013. Now, you're going to see more and more of this around the world. Now, please, this next is so important, I don't really know how to even express it for the importance of it, but I'm going to try my best to help you understand. Just recently, when I was on the phone with my elite friend, he said, Chaplain, I want you to go to a certain place. And he said, you will find there what is about to happen. I'm saying this slowly because I want you to catch it. And I'm going to tell you where to find it, and you can go on the internet and prove everything I'm saying after the program tonight. When I lived with the elite of the world, one of the first things I learned with them during that 3 years of sitting across the dinner table from them and living in the same dorms with them at Prudhoe Bay was that they do have a code of ethics. Now, I know this sounds strange, Dr. Stan, you've heard me say this before. They do have a code of ethics. It's not the code of ethics of the Bible. It's not the code of ethics of Dr. Stan or Lindsay Williams. But they have a code of ethics, and one of the facets of their code of ethics is they must tell you everything they're going to do before they do it. They just did it. They did it in two places, and I'm going to give you both of the places and the exact dates where you can go on the Internet and read it.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment. Well, Lindsay, go right ahead.
I'm actually going to point out the buzzwords to you, because over these 38 years, in the association I've had with some of these people, I have learned to tune my ear to listen to what they're saying. And when he said to me on the phone the other day, go to this particular place and you will find exactly what's about to happen. And when I read it, as I'm about to give it to you, you will be able to pick out the buzzwords. I'll pick them out for you. And then you go back and read this for yourself. Now, are you ready with pencils? Here we go. April the 2nd, 2013. It's the New York Times. All you have to do is just Google this and you'll find it for yourself. You remember that David Stockman was the budget director for President Reagan, very prominent man in the financial world. And David Stockman has just written a book, and in it are buzzwords. And the New York Times highlighted these. You see, the elite will use, maybe they'll tell you what they're going to do from a movie. Yes, oftentimes they do. They'll use a movie to tell you what they're going to do. They might use a news article or a book. They might even use something on the national liberal media to tell you, and they'll say it one time, and then later, after the elite have done what they're going to do, they'll go back and say, well, I told you so, why didn't you listen? Now, here it is, April the 2nd, 2013, New York Times, I'm going to quote it exactly as it was. Stockman wrote that the Fed's quantitative easing policies following the credit crisis have flooded stock markets with cash, even while the Main Street economy remains weak. The combination, he wrote, is unsustainable. Now, unsustainable is a buzzword. You have heard other people in Congress use it recently. This is not David Stockman. That's not the first time he's used that word. Then I want to point out other buzzwords exactly as he quoted them. Number one, he says that QE1, QE2, QE3 cannot be sustained. He said it's coming to an end. In other words, that's what unsustainable means.
Basically, for our listeners, that is quantitative easing 1, 2, and 3. Quantitative easing is something where they just start pouring money into our economy. They've done this repeatedly since 2008. And we're in quantitative easing 3 now, where they're just creating all this money and investing it in treasury bonds, $45 billion a month, and then $40 billion a month in additional. They're buying up mortgage bonds. They're just creating this money and suddenly investing this. They're pouring $1 trillion into our economy. And they're just pouring it in to try to stimulate the economy to keep the whole thing from collapse. Would that be a fair statement, Lindsay?
That is exactly right, Dr. Stan. You have surmised it correctly. Now, the currencies of the world and the banks of the world, not just America, but the world, should have collapsed during the last few months of President Bush's administration. They did not let it happen. They didn't let it happen for a reason. At the time, I didn't know why. Later, Mr. X, whom you know, had told me why they didn't let it collapse. They didn't let it collapse because they wanted to create massive debt before they used the derivative market to collapse the currencies of the world. Now, when you see
all that, hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, would you mind making that point again, certainly about how they're not using the derivative market because But they're going to eventually collapse the economies of the world. Make that point one more time for our listeners.
And thank you, Dr. Stan, for letting me say something twice, because it's so vitally important. During the last few months of the administration of President Bush, our former president, before our present president, the banks and the currency systems of the world should have collapsed. But they went before Congress and they said, it's going to collapse. You've got to do something. You have no choice. You must bring in quantitative easing one. And they did. They literally gave away trillions of dollars to keep the system from collapsing, yet it was intentional. It had already been planned. They did not want the system to collapse yet because they want to create massive debt like this world cannot imagine of. They want America to be so in debt. They want every city, every state, every county. They want every individual in America to be so in debt. They want every Russian. They want every Chinese. They want such massive debt. And they just created it through Cyprus with super wealthy Russians. And then it'll be one nation after the other. People, you have never seen the massive debt that's going to be created before. And this is all planned. They will know the date when they're going to do it, when they allow the derivative market to collapse every currency in the world all at the same time. Canada isn't going to be exempt. European Union is not going to be exempt. Neither is China, nor Russia, nor Japan. When they get ready to take that one quadrillion that's in the derivative market and collapse the derivative market, all of them will go together. Now, I want to give you the buzzwords of David Stockman right in the New York Times. I was told to go there and read it. I went there and printed it out, and the buzzwords were so obvious to me. I want to read you the next group of buzzwords, and this is his exact quote out of the New York Times, which you'll find it when you go back there for April the 2nd, 2013. Here it is. When it bursts, there will be no new round of bailout like the ones the banks got in 2008, quantitative easing one. Are you catching the words? I hope you got them. The buzzwords are when it bursts. He does not say if. He doesn't say maybe. He doesn't say possibly. He said when it bursts. Folks, it's not going to be long. The American dollar is on its way out. You are going to see it collapse. You're going to lose your purchasing power, and inflation is going to get greater and greater. And he said, David Stockman has given the buzzwords of the elite right here. When it bursts, there will not be another QE2, another quantitative easing 3. There will be none of this. And I want to read you exactly what he says is going to happen. Now, everybody asks me, what is the next collapse going to be like? I'm going to read it to you word for word. There's no more doubting. You can never say again that they didn't tell you before they did it. I'm reading it. Here goes. Instead, America will descend into an era of zero-sum austerity and violent political conflict, extinguishing even today's feeble remnants of economic growth. Now, folks, these are buzzwords. This is a sentence telling you exactly what they're going to do. Now, if you don't take warning, it's your own fault. You must listen to what these people are telling. They said to me, my elite friend, Chaplain, go here, and you will find what is about to take place.
Lindsay, did they recommend that you read that article by David Stockman?
Yes.
Okay.
They told me to go to that date in the New York Times
and
read this particular article right here. And I went and printed it out. And I am telling you this, that first of all, they said it's unsustainable. And then he said, when it's burst, you can't be any plainer than this. And then he tells you what's going to happen when it does burst. But, folks, this is exactly what they want. Someone called in on a radio show that I was on the other day, and they said, Chaplain, why would the elite destroy their own country? I have oftentimes said most of the elite, all of the elite that I knew, and most of them that I know of, live in the United States of America. And someone said, why would they destroy their own country? I said, you don't understand the mindset of the elite. They aren't destroying their own country. They are taking over their own country. The name of the game is control, and what they want to do is collapse the dollar, get you to the point you'll be willing to give up your constitution, and at that point when you're begging and your children are crying for food, they'll step in and say, we have the answer. We have a new currency. We have a new one world system. All you have to do is accept it. And at that point, the new world order and the elite will begin to bring this country and the world back out of the mess it's in under their auspices. And every bit of this.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea. Swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Lindsay Williams, and basically it's Lindsay's contention, based upon what he's been told by people in the elite, by several of them, that they are going to certainly get everybody, a government, federal government, state government, local government, individuals in as much debt as they can, and simply then collapse our currency. But if they collapse the currency, Lindsay, wouldn't they certainly, the people then, of course, be able to get out of debt? So if we had inflation, you could pay back your debt with very little money. So basically, this would certainly really, of course, collapse the lenders. How do you actually correlate this all together?
You know, I wish I knew the final game plan is exactly how they plan to do such things as your house mortgage, your automobile mortgage, maybe your boat or whatever you may have. I've often wondered exactly how they will handle all of this. The only thing I know is what David Stockman said. And to the best that I can surmise, extinguishing even today's feeble remnants of economic growth. Exactly how they'll do it, I've not been told. If I am ever, I will give it to you just as I'm giving you what I am tonight. But keep something in mind. In 1929 through 1933, at the time of the Great Depression, there were many people who made great fortunes. And even though there was a financial collapse and the banks were closed, these people knew in advance, and they were willing to believe what they were hearing from whoever they might have heard it from back then. They took the proper action, and they never stood in a soup line. You can do the same thing today. What I'm telling you now, what David Stockman just told you, and the next place I was told to go, which I'm about to give you, and I'll give you the date, I'll give you the person, and when it was said, and you can go and look it up on the web for yourself. It's right there. If you will believe these things, these buzzwords that the elite have already given you, there is no reason for you to lose sleep at night. There's no reason to look for black helicopters. There is positively no reason for you to worry. Do you know that worry shuts your brain down? You cannot allow yourself to fall into their trap. They want you to be so disturbed over all of this that you will worry to the point of not being able to make right decisions. You cannot allow yourself to do that. Take action according to the fact that you still have a dollar that's strong enough you can go do some things with it, and take advantage of the opportunities of a window that is open right now, so that when it actually happens, you'll be protected and your family will be protected. Now, let me give you the next.
Okay, fine. You're going to tell us what people should be doing then. Go right ahead.
Yes. I was told to go here, and I would find again what is in the works that's about to take place. It was April the 5th of 2013. It was said by our Vice President, Mr. Joe Biden. He was speaking that day at the Export-Import Bank Conference. And Mr. Biden said, I will quote it as they gave it in the article, Vice President Joe Biden called for the creation of a new world order. Well, that's nothing new. I mean, you and I have heard that since Daddy Bush was around years ago. It's the next three expressions that Mr. Biden used that are the buzzwords you have never heard before, and I have never heard them before either. I am quite sure that he was ordered to put these in his speech. And when you go and actually view his speech, which is on YouTube, please now, you can view this. You do not have to take the word of Lindsey Williams. Please take the word of my elite friend who gave it to me, because he's trying to protect my family. And he knew listen, some of the people that I knew back 38 years ago are today in their 70s and 80s. They have children that are out in the business world. And believe it or not, some of them are concerned enough that they would kind of like to get this out. So, all right, I'm going to use the expressions. I'll point out the buzzwords. Mr. Biden said, first of all, New World Order. Then he said, I am calling for a new financial institutions. Oh, my goodness. I hope you got those three words and you'll write them down. New financial institutions. What is a bank? A bank is an institution. And what is he calling for? He's calling for a new financial institution. Now, what did David Stockman say? David Stockman says there's not going to be another QE, one, two, or three. He said they'll not do it anymore. They'll let the banks fail. You realize whenever they are going to fail. I have already been told. The expression was used to me, Chaplain, any money you've got in the bank, if you can't afford to lose it, you better get it out. Now, I've already been told that, and I'm warning you right now. He says we want new financial institutions. They'll let the banks fail under the auspices of the Federal Reserve, which is not an agency of the federal government any more than Federal Express. They will bring in a whole new financial system. Do you realize that this man, Joe Biden, placed his hand on the Bible and pledged an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, which says that Congress shall make gold? And so do you realize that this man outright misrepresented the truth? I want to give you his second expression. He said, I am calling for updated global rules. When you hear his speech, you are going to be dumbfounded at what this means. Updated global rules. What is that? That's taking away your Constitution. What is the rule of order in America? What is the supreme law of the land? The Constitution of this United States. What do they want? He put his hand on the Bible and said, I'll uphold it. And right here, he has the audacity to say, in this speech on April the 5th of 2013, updated global rules. We want to do away with the Constitution. We want a one-world charter. We want to bring in a global rule. And
did he really say they want to do away with the Constitution as such, or did he just say we want global rule?
He said, I want updated global rules. And it's very easy to read there between the lines. He wants new rules. And the rule of order right now is our Constitution. I'm not giving it up. I don't think Dr. Stan or anybody else out there that's a believer in America, I don't think you'll give it up either. They know that they're going to have problems on their hands when they try to pull this off. Now, there's one last expression that he used in that speech. He said, I am calling for the creation of a level playing field. Oh, when I heard this, I could see right through it with what I've heard at other times. They want to bring America down to the level of a third world country. They want to bring third world countries up to the level of where America will be at that point. They want a level playing field. Are you catching the buzzwords? Now, folks, they have warned you. They have already told you in two places. I was told to go to these places and look, and I would find what's about to happen. David Stockman tells you what the end result of this is going to be and what happens after there's not another quantitative easing, 1, 2, or 3, put into place. You have right now before you everything that you need in order to prepare your household for the inevitable. If you will take action in light of what these people have told you, I promise you, back 6 months ago in my last DVD series, at any time I heard something that I felt would jeopardize or would be important to your dinner table and your household and your family, I would come and tell you. I got this a few days ago. I had no choice. I contacted Dr. Stan. I immediately went into studio and did a new DVD series. The first ones went out 1 week ago, and it is entitled The New Signs That the Elite Have Just Given Me. I have given you the signs. There are a few more, but we're about to run out of time. And Dr. Stan, what was said by these men and what we're seeing happen to the gold and silver market, by the way, that was intentionally manipulated. They did that. I did not know when they were going to take it down. They didn't tell me. When they took it to the bottom, they told me where the bottom was. It has already bottomed out. It's going to start up from this point on. But I was told why they did it and how they did it. They did it by outright total manipulation. Did you notice that all of the commodities sold off at the same time, gold and silver did, wheat, corn, everything? And I want to give you the exact words that was given to me by my elite friend. He said, Chaplain, this is the beginning of a crack. Did you catch that? I'm quoting him perfectly. He said, this is the beginning of a crack. Did you know that copper hit a 52-week low? The global economy is so weak right now, Japan has had to manipulate her currency. Russia, for the first time in your lifetime and mine, announced a stimulus program last week, similar to our QE1, because they are having problems with their currency. The worldwide economic mess should have called gold to go up. Instead, gold and silver went down for two reasons. They told me the reason they took gold down was gold and silver both, was because they wanted to steer the little man out of gold and silver. They want you to get rid of it. Don't you dare do it. It's going to go back through the roof before it's over with. Secondly, it backfired on them. I was talking to a gold dealer today, and he said, Chaplain, I have never been so busy in all the years I've been in gold and silver business. And he said, that's been over 20 years. It backfired. Secondly, when it got to the bottom, and they told me that it was at the bottom, they bought like wild. Well, literally, the elite were buying at the bottom. Now they're taking it back up again. Every bit of this is done for the purpose of creating massive debt, creating chaos in the financial world, and making a very unstable environment every place that they can, because the human brain doesn't tolerate instability too well. And they want to create every bit of the debt they can, all the instability they can, and then when they're finally ready, they will use the derivative market to bring down the currencies, and at that point, hopefully bring in the new world order. Dr. Stan, I don't think they're going to succeed. I personally believe that in America, they won't succeed. Now, maybe they'll succeed in other countries, but when I saw what happened with this gun situation and how the Americans rebelled and bought the gun stores out, you can't even buy ammunition now. I think that they have miscalculated the freedom-loving Americans by the millions and millions that are out there. And I'm not quite so sure that they're going to succeed in America with what they want to do, Dr. Stan.
Well, would you like to get out your, tell people how they can get in touch with you and get the material and information that you're offering?
The new DVD release, hour and a half long. Only 1 week ago, the first ones were delivered. It's entitled New Signs the Elite Have Just Given Me. Please go, if you will. You can make a phone call. It's toll-free. 1-888-799-6111, or you can go on the web after the program tonight to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com. Or if you'd like to speak with an American operator that doesn't have an accent, please call 1-888-799-6111. Now, Dr. Stan, I have started just recently with the website that a man over in Great Britain set up in my name. It's lindseywilliams.net, not .com, but .net. Lindsey Williams, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, Williams.net. And every time I'm getting a bulletin, I try to interpret it if I can and put it on that website. It's free of charge. There's no subscription. You can go there and watch every day if you'd like to. And whenever I post a bulletin, and all the radio programs that I'm on, your program tonight, Dr. Stan, is archived there. And people can go and find out what these elite are telling me. LindseyWilliams.net. If you want to get our new series, New Signs the Elite Have Just Given Me, Dr. Stan.
Well, and basically, they're still, though, suggesting that there's not going to be any sort of a military confrontation with either North Korea or with Iran. Is that the impression you get?
That is the impression I'm getting. Now, I know that many talk show hosts in the last week or two have said, oh, we have big trouble with North Korea. Well, I asked my elite friend about North Korea. He would not even peep. He wouldn't say a word. Now, when they don't say anything, you know, back when I asked about Iran, Mr. Fromm said, no, Chaplain, there's not going to be any conflict for the next 2 to 2.5 years. Well, this time, there was not a word. It led me to believe that we have a wild-eyed radical over there in North Korea that may even be giving them a little problem. And I don't foresee any problems there that are going to affect America in a drastic way. And I don't foresee anything in the very near future in Iran either. I do see that the elite are working towards a financial crisis. And I think this is the thing that people had best watch. More careful than anything else, and listen to what they're saying. They've given you the warning, and it's time to take action to protect your house. And you can. If it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. I think it's the best common sense one word, or I should say one sentence expression that I can give you out of what I've gained from them. As one officer said to me a while back, Chaplain, can you afford to lose what you have in the bank? And I said, no, I can't. He said, well, you better go get it out. If it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. You must get into tangibles. Now, tangibles aren't just gold and silver. And I don't sell gold and silver. You couldn't buy any from if you tried. A tangible can be a garden in the backyard that the land's paid for. A tangible can be a paid-for roof over your head. You need to get it as quick as you can, so that they can't take it away from you when you can't make that payment, when the currency gets in big trouble. A tangible can also be gold and silver, and it is going back up, way up. higher than it ever was before.
And so basically what you are suggesting is that people should get into gold and silver if they can. You're not selling it. You have no benefit from it for making that recommendation. But you feel that this is important for people is to get into gold and silver. Are you laying in any supplies, food, water, things of that sort, sending vehicles for purifying water in case we get into some sort of a have you seen a crisis situation in America? Do you foresee this happening?
Yes. In fact, let's take them in order. You can't do without water for 24 hours. You can do without food for 24 hours. You cannot do without water for 24 hours. Give it some consideration. Secondly, you can only do without food for so many days. Now, do you realize what happened in Boston when they locked the city down? Suppose you've been one of those people that go to the grocery store every day in order to eat dinner that night. Do you realize that for a few days' time you would have gone hungry? They wouldn't let you out of your house, and the grocery stores weren't open. You'd better give some consideration to what you're going to do about your food. Then you must give consideration to how you're going to survive when the dollar does have a problem. You need to be in. Do you realize that there are two states now? The state of Utah and also Arizona is just right on the verge of passing the law that says that any coin that's minted by the United States Mint must be accepted by the grocery store, the hardware store. I am so proud of the state of Arizona, you can't possibly imagine it. Must be accepted and cannot be turned down for payment of debt. This can be a protection for you when it comes down to it. But it must be gold and silver that's minted by the United States Mint. Don't go and borrow it by foreign coins. Buy gold and silver minted by the United States Mint. Make preparations now. You can save yourself major heartache.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Lindsay, go right ahead. We've got about 3 minutes to wrap up the program. You go right ahead.
I have been given some things that I should do personally. I'll try to point a few of them out to you in these few moments that we have left. This was actually said to me, Chaplain, why don't you go do this? Number one, get out of paper. They keep on stressing this to me and get into tangibles, and I stress it to you. Secondly, don't leave your gold and silver in a safety deposit box. They just found it here a few weeks ago, buried down in the Patriot Act. It states that Homeland Security has a right to go into any safety deposit box in the United States of America and remove gold and silver from that box without any permission from the person. If it's there, you need to get it out. Again, I have been warned personally for my family that debt is a trap. And they said, Chaplain, get out of it. Pay off your credit cards. Pay off the mortgage on your house. Do anything you can because they said inflation is about to begin in a major way. And when it does, you may not be able to pay off those debts. And I've been warned also about this. I alluded to it early in the program. Have the least amount of money in the bank that you possibly can have and still operate. The rest of it should be intangibles of some sort. Again, you're going to be facing health care as of January the 1st of 2014. It is deadly. It is going to be terrible what's going to happen. You must learn the issues about what you're going to be facing with health care, and you've got to get in your house, in your medicine cabinet, certain things that will enable you to be able to take care of yourself because you aren't going to be able to get the service. Since it has been estimated that approximately 40% of the healthcare professionals in America will be quitting the healthcare industry. The doctors, Dr. Stan, I am hearing of another doctor every few days that is closing their office and saying, we will not be around January the 1st. We're getting a jump on it, and they're getting out. The older ones are retiring. The younger ones aren't going to be going into the medical profession. They're going into other professions. A lot of the men who have been there for a while but are not near retirement are quitting. You need to take into consideration all of these things. But before you do any of this, set your spiritual house in order. You positively must go to the book of Romans in the Bible. Know that you know Jesus Christ is your Savior. be sure that your house is on a solid rock. Because if it's not, the solid rock of Christ Jesus...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Lindsay was talking about the preparations we would make, food, water, certainly getting our money out of the bank, our money, or anything we have out of the safety deposit boxes, but stressing the single most important thing we can do is to have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, because that is certainly the only thing that will see many of us through what lies ahead, and I agree totally. Lindsay, God bless you. Thanks so much. It was a great program, and we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Good night.
Good night. God bless. Okay, fine. Well, that was Lindsay Williams. If you have a chance and you'd like to get a copy of this talk, of course, you can get that by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. We actually carry a DVD of the talk that Lindsay gave for us, going into the background, certainly of the control, certainly over the oil system and how this all works. And basically, we have a four-tape set of my interviews with Lindsay. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I think that four tape set's probably available in a CD set as well. So basically, if you'd like to get the material we have with Lindsay, it is available. If you'd like to know about the danger of an EMP attack, you need to get the four CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. And then we have a DVD, Ambassador Henry Cooper, talking about it. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to get it out, because it will take you into the a spiritual battle that's taking place and the secret societies that control our government today. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we encourage you to go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com on the internet, where, of course, you can certainly listen to our radio programs. As you know, we do 5 hours a day, and four of those hours are there archived, or you can listen to them live at radioliberty.com. You can certainly watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletters. You can read my treatise on population control. It's the best thing out there, but they've already killed billions of people. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, China has aborted, killed certainly over 400 million unborn children, largely financed and coordinated by International Planned Parenthood, funded with your tax money. Same thing has happened in Russia. They've lost 400,000 children going back to the beginning of the last century. And then, of course, in India, they've lost 400 million unborn children, 400 million unborn children in Russia, in India and in China. That's 1.2 billion children. And then, of course, we've killed about 56 million children here. And then, of course, we financed abortion throughout the world. Well over 2 billion children have been murdered, largely with your tax money. We funded this whole program throughout the world. And understand that God is certainly not pleased. And men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Well, you need to read my treatise on the population control agenda. And you may wonder why the incidence of cancer is increasing. Why certainly our treatments for many types of cancer haven't improved over the last 50 years. Certainly we have improved the treatment for certain cancers, but so many we haven't. And why nobody ever talks about the fact that it's certainly that 1 in 3 lesbians is going to get breast carcinoma. Let me repeat that. 1 in 3 lesbians will get breast carcinoma. It's about 1 in 8 women, but 1 in 3 lesbians. And basically, of course, you can check this out on the internet. Why don't we tell the lesbians? Well, because they want to kill off the lesbians, like they want to kill off the homosexuals when they encourage in their lifestyle. And basically, these are children of God as well, and we need to be ministering to them in love rather than in hatred or in anger. They're being manipulated in this whole so-called homosexual agenda and controversy, just as you and I are being manipulated. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So our plea to you is, of course, understand what's going on. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow evening at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. Beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From
welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world. You're going to learn a lot today, both in world news, oh, can you believe it's happening, and also here at home. We're going to be talking in the second hour to a police chief who says what happened in Boston is danger, red flags. A police chief is speaking out. He'll be on the Power Hour today. We're looking forward to him joining us. Then in the third hour, Sheriff Richard Mack will join us. Same situation he wants to address because it is so serious. And also the regional convention, or not regional, national convention of police chiefs, of sheriffs, and those interested in constitutional law will be taking place in Missouri coming up the end of this month. So get ready for that. Perhaps you can play a role in that if you would like to. And what's happening around the world? Get ready for war. That's right. Oh, where, you say? See, it used to be that if we said get ready for war, we would know immediately because there was only like one place where we're getting ready for war. Oh, not now. It could be any number of places. But we are looking at moving into Syria.